Father's Day this coming Sunday. Looking forward to it. The morning for me, we'll be taking the family to Centennial Park for the inaugural IMF Father's Day Warrior Run. And a man who has been giving back to the community for a long time is Robert D. Costella. And I think this is his idea. He joins us now. G'day, Rob.
Hi, Slats. G'day, TK.
Great to chat, mate. I'm looking forward to Sunday. Can you tell our listeners a little more about it?
Yeah, look, absolutely. You're spot on. And this is our first Father's Day Warrior Fun Run. So it's an opportunity for all of the kids and all of the dads to grab the family and come down to Centennial Park. There's a 5K and a 10K fun run, a 5K walk or jog and a 10K run, all within Centennial Park. And the weather's looking sensational. But it's an event which is partly to raise money for our Indigenous Marathon Foundation so we can continue to work with our incredible graduates who are doing amazing things, changing the lives of Indigenous communities. But also to celebrate dads and to celebrate men and to promote what it is for men to be noble warriors, you know, sort of the old image of a noble warrior being someone who's out there protecting the family and providing for the family and teaching the kids and all those positive attributes. And I think these days it's really important for us to, you know, sort of give men an opportunity to go front and centre and to celebrate that. So Father's Day's a great opportunity, a great day of the year. We've got the Mother's Day Classic. You know, that's a huge event that raises a lot of awareness and money for breast cancer research. And what we're looking to do is to, over the coming years, to roll this Father's Day Warrior Run out all around Australia so that we can promote and celebrate good men like us.
Yeah, yes, Deke, exactly.
Well, Slats, you know you're a great mate of mine, but yes. I'm all over Deke on the weekend. He's a moral. He's a moral in the head-to-head.
For winning the race, yeah. Well, I'm from Walkerville. I'll be walking.
Well, mate, I'll be out there with my 10-year-old as well, so we can have a family race off.
All right, mate.
Deke, I always thought this was a tremendous idea, this Indigenous search, really, for a marathon star. Is it on target? Are you happy with the way it's gone?
Yeah, look, I mean, we're into our sixth year.
It's not easy, by the way, is it, just to find a superstar?
No, it's not. But the last 5 years, we've taken 43 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island men and women who've never done any running before. And in 6 months, we train them up. They do a Cert 3 in fitness. Yep. And then in 6 months, we take them to New York and they run the New York City Marathon. So, like anyone running a marathon knows, it's pretty tough. Doing it in 6 months is, you know, sort of almost crazy. And then they're doing it from some of the, you know, remote communities up in Arnhem Land and up in the Torres Strait and regional towns and major cities. But, you know, when we started, we were looking for that, you know, that runner to take on the Africans.
Yeah.
But, you know, sort of it's sort of changed a bit. I mean, we're now using it to change lives and address a lot of the chronic disease and the
social
issues. Yeah, look, I think from a national, I mean, it's a huge challenge for us as a nation as we move forward. Is, you know, sort of how do we integrate and how do we celebrate our Indigenous culture and heritage? Yeah. And one of the ways we can do it is by getting these young men and women to realise that they have this incredible capacity to do amazing things, and then they inspire their families to get out and exercise and keep fit and hopefully address a lot of those challenges that Australia faces.
Yeah, it's brilliant what you're doing. How much running do you do these days, Deke?
Oh, look, I'm trying to run every day, and I sort of not very far, you know, 20, 30 minutes. But, you know, running's a big part of my life, and it's just such a wonderful way to keep yourself mentally and physically in shape. It just doesn't take much time. And again, you know, I mean, running City to Surf and all the marathons and stuff is just gone crazy. And we're hoping for a really good day on Sunday. Just getting everyone out there and just, you know, sort of celebrating dads and celebrating fathers. And rather than just sitting at home and having a cup of tea with the kids, grab the kids, bring them down to Centennial Park, do something that they'll remember as doing as a family, doing with dad forever. And hopefully down the track, you know, we can, you know, any kids who show a bit of talent, we can inspire them and keep them involved and get them out there onto the running stage.
Yeah, it's a good start. Good start to the Sunday. Dick, your knees must be shot by now, your knees and hips and ankles. How
No, they're all good.
Probably sound like myself now. how you holding up all right?
Yeah. No.
Well, you're a freak.
Well, I mean, you just got to manage yourself and running. I mean, running's tough on the knees and the joints and stuff. But it's not as tough as having someone running into you at about 100 miles an hour.
That's true.
You up.
That's
so
true.
I think a lot of the footballers and a lot of the other contact sports are probably a lot worse off than I am.
The key you said there, though, Deke, was manage yourself. It's something that Terry Kennedy hasn't learned. He's 50 years of age. He doesn't manage himself really well.
Knees are gone.
Yeah.
Ankle's gone.
You've got to look after yourself. No one else is going to do it for you. So we're here, hopefully for a long time and a good time.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to do, and trying to make sure you get out there and do something for yourself every day. Do something with the kids, with the family, and just enjoy life. Yeah.
Good on you, Deke. We thank you for your time, mate, and I really look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thanks. And anyone who's interested in finding out more, there's our website, which is warriorrun.com.au. There's online registration, so people can do that. There's also an incredible prize. There's a trip for a family of four, all expenses, airfares, accommodation to the AFL Grand Final.
Brilliant.
For anyone who registers online the next couple of days. So really encourage people to go to the website and do that. And, we're supported by a couple of great partners, Rebel Sport, and ASIC. So really appreciative of all of the support that we're getting.
Thanks, Rob. Take care. See you Sunday.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
There he is. Robert De Castella is one of the great Aussies. There's no doubt about it. Get to warriorrun.com.au. And as he mentions, as a Rebel ambassador, very happy to be on board on Sunday. And as you said, mate, great way to start Father's Day.
It is a nice way.